Chautauqua, NY, AP, Salman Rushdie, whose novel The Satanic Verses drew death threats from Iran's leader in the 1980s, was stabbed in the neck and abdomen Friday by a man who rushed the stage as the author was about to give a lecture in Western New York. A bloodied Rushdie, 75, was flown to a hospital and underwent surgery. His agent, Andrew Wiley, said the writer was on a ventilator Friday evening, with a damaged liver, severed nerves in his arm and an eye he was likely to lose. Police identified the attacker as Hadi Matar, 24, of Fairview, New Jersey. He was arrested at the scene and was awaiting arraignment. Matar was born a decade after The Satanic Verses was published. The motive for the attack was unclear, State Police Major Eugene Stanishowski said. An Associated Press reporter witnessed the attacker confront Rushdie on stage at the Chautauqua Institution and stab or punch him 10 to 15 times as he was being introduced. The author was pushed or fell to the floor, and the man was arrested. Dr. Martin Haskell, a physician who was among those who rushed to help, described Rushdie's wounds as serious but recoverable. Event moderator Henry Reese, 73, a co-founder of an organization that offers residencies to writers facing persecution, was also attacked. Reese suffered a facial injury and was treated and released from a hospital, police said. He and Rushdie were due to discuss the United States as a refuge for writers and other artists in exile. A state trooper and a county sheriff's deputy were assigned to Rushdie's lecture, and state police said the trooper made the arrest. But after the attack, some longtime visitors to the center questioned why there wasn't tighter security for the event, given the decades of threats against Rushdie and a bounty on his head offering more than $3 million for anyone who kills him. Rabbi Charles Savner was among the roughly 2,500 people in the audience. Amid gasps, spectators were ushered out of the outdoor amphitheater. The assailant ran onto the platform and started pounding on Mr. Rushdie. At first you're like, what's going on? And then it became abundantly clear in a few seconds that he was being beaten, Savner said. He said the attack lasted about 20 seconds. Another spectator, Kathleen James, said the attacker was dressed in black, with a black mask. We thought perhaps it was part of a stunt to show that there's still a lot of controversy around this author. But it became evident in a few seconds that it wasn't, she said. Matar, like other visitors, had obtained a pass to enter the Chautauqua Institution's 750-acre grounds. Michael Hill, the president of the nonprofit education center and resort, said. The suspect's attorney, public defender Nathaniel Barone, said he was still gathering information and declined to comment. Matar's home was blocked off by authorities. The stabbing reverberated from the tranquil town of Chautauqua to the United Nations, which issued a statement expressing UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' horror and stressing that free expression and opinion should not be met with violence. From the White House, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described the attack as reprehensible, and said the Biden administration wished Rushdie a quick recovery. This act of violence is appalling, Sullivan said in a statement. We are thankful to good citizens and first responders for helping Mr. Rushdie so quickly after the attack and to law enforcement for its swift and effective work, which is ongoing. Rushdie has been a prominent spokesman for free expression and liberal causes, and the literary world recoiled at what Ian McEwan, a novelist and Rushdie's friend, described as an assault on freedom of thought and speech. Salman has been an inspirational defender of persecuted writers and journalists across the world, McEwan said in a statement. He is a fiery and generous spirit, a man of immense talent and courage, and he will not be deterred. PEN America CEO Suzanne Nozzle said the organization didn't know of any comparable act of violence against a literary writer in the U.S. Rushdie was once president of the group, which advocates for writers and free expression. Rushdie's 1988 novel was viewed as blasphemous by many Muslims, who saw a character as an insult to the Prophet Muhammad, among other objections. Across the Muslim world, often violent protests erupted against Rushdie, who was born in India to a Muslim family. At least 45 people were killed in riots over the book, including 12 people in Rushdie's hometown of Mumbai. In 1991, a Japanese translator of the book was stabbed to death and an Italian translator survived a knife attack. In 1993, the book's Norwegian publisher was shot 3 times and survived. The book was banned in Iran, where the late leader Grand Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini issued a 1989 fatwa, or edict, calling for Rushdie's death. Khomeini died that same year. Iran's current supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has never issued a fatwa of his own withdrawing the edict, though Iran in recent years hasn't focused on the writer. Iran's mission to the United Nations did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Friday's attack, which led an evening news bulletin on Iranian state television. The death threats and bounty led Rushdie to go into hiding under a British government protection program, which included a round-the-clock armed guard. Rushdie emerged after 9 years of seclusion and cautiously resumed more public appearances, maintaining his outspoken criticism of religious extremism overall. He said in a 2012 talk in New York that terrorism is really the art of fear. The only way you can defeat it is by deciding not to be afraid, he said. Anti-Rushdie sentiment has lingered long after Khomeini's decree. The Index on Censorship, an organization promoting free expression, said money was raised to boost the reward for his killing as recently as 2016. An Associated Press journalist who went to the Tehran office of the 15 Khordad Foundation, which put up the millions for the bounty on Rushdie, found it closed Friday night on the Iranian weekend. No one answered calls to its listed telephone number. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was appalled to learn of the attack on Rushdie, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said. In no case is violence a response to words spoken or written by others in their exercise of the freedoms of opinion and expression. In 2012, Rushdie published a memoir, Joseph Anton, about the fatwa. The title came from the pseudonym Rushdie used while in hiding. Rushdie rose to prominence with his Booker Prize-winning 1981 novel, Midnight's Children, but his name became known around the world after The Satanic Verses. Widely regarded as one of Britain's finest living writers, Rushdie was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in 2008 and earlier this year was made a member of the Order of the Companions of Honor, a royal accolade for people who have made a major contribution to the arts, science or public life. In a tweet, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson deplored that Rushdie was attacked, while exercising a right we should never cease to defend. The Chautauqua Institution, about 55 miles, 89 kilometers, southwest of Buffalo in a rural corner of New York, has served for more than a century as a place for reflection and spiritual guidance. Visitors don't pass through metal detectors or undergo bag checks. Most people leave the doors to their century-old cottages unlocked at night. The center is known for its summertime lecture series, where Rushdie has spoken before. At an evening vigil, a few hundred residents and visitors gathered for prayer, music and a long moment of silence. Hate can't win, one man shouted. Associated Press journalists John Wara in Chautauqua, Jennifer Peltz, Hillel Attali and Edith Lederer in New York City, Carolyn Thompson in Buffalo, New York, Michael Hill in Albany, New York, Ted Shafri in Fairview, New Jersey, and Nasser Karimi and Mehdi Fatahi in Tehran, Iran, contributed to this report. Joshua Goodman, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. Author Salman Rushdie is tended to after he was attacked during a lecture, Friday, August 12, 2022, at the Chautauqua Institution in Chautauqua, NY, about 75 miles, 120 kilometers, south of Buffalo. AP photo, Joshua Goodman, greater than. JPG, caption. Law enforcement stand watch outside at the Chautauqua Institution after author Salman Rushdie was attacked during a lecture, Friday, August 12, 2022, in Chautauqua, NY, about 75 miles, 120 kilometers, south of Buffalo. AP photo, Joshua Goodman, greater than. Matar rushed a stage and stabbed Salman Rushdie, whose novel, The Satanic Verses, drew death threats from Iran in the 1980s, as the author was about to give a lecture in Western New York earlier today. AP photo, Ted Shafri, greater than.